Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the clocks turn back this weekend. We fall back, right? Jim Ryan is joining us now and talking about getting ready for the big fall back. You know, Jim, I know that a lot of attention is placed every spring on the impact that pushing the clocks ahead has on people. But falling back has its share of impact, too.
Well, yeah, and maybe even a more of a psychological impact than a physical one, if you look at it that way, Brian, because we're losing daylight. We're the thing that makes people healthy, being out in the sunshine. We're losing just a bit of that, and that kind of goes to what experts recommend. People who are in the business of keeping tabs on the stuff, doctors say that you should try to get as much sunshine during the day as possible, especially with the coming of winter and the shorter daylight hours. And then we, of course, lose some of that when we pull the clocks back an hour, as we will Saturday night into Sunday morning. Do people like it, Brian? Not really. 6 in 10 Americans, according to a survey done by Monmouth University, would do away with the twice-a-year time change. 61%. And we know lawmakers occasionally try to bring this up in Congress. They don't get very far with it. But in places like Hawaii and Arizona, they don't change the clock at all. And those folks say they're perfectly happy.
Yeah, and a lot of people, it's a big discussion point. They say, when are we going to stop this? But there really isn't anything right now before Congress to do that, right?
No. And every time that it does come up, I mean, people discuss it. It makes a little news for a while, Susan. But then we go back to cranking the clocks forward in the springtime, pulling them back in the fall, and then continuing on with that pattern. The thing you need to do now, tonight, unless, you know, you should have started doing this a couple of days ago, is kind of backing your sleep schedule down just a bit, pulling, 15, 20, 30 minutes earlier, going to bed, so that when the clocks do change, your body won't be jolted into this new time setting.
Well,
easier said than done.
Yeah,
I know.
Jim,
I know.
Thank you, Jim Ryan, with the list. Fall back this weekend. Just remember that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.